From NPR and Chicago Public Radio, this is Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me, the NPR News Quiz. I'm Carl Castle, and here's your host at Wake Forest University's Waite Chapel in Winston-Salem, North Carolina, Peter Sagal.
Thank you. Thank you. You are too kind. I mean, this is lovely. We are delighted to be here in Winston-Salem, North Carolina. We're particularly excited that later in the show we will be talking to a native of Winston-Salem and a proud Wake Forest University alum, NBA star Chris Paul. He is another successful, yes. He is another successful homegrown product of the Piedmont Triad area, and this one doesn't cause emphysema. So it's good. It's all good. But first, it's your turn. Oh, come now.
Wait a minute. Krispy Kremes give you emphysema?
Yeah, a little known fact. It's your turn. Give us a call. The number is 1-888-WAIT-WAIT. That's 1-888-924-8924. It's time to welcome our first listener contestant. Hi, you're on Wait, Wait, Don't Tell Me.
Hi, Peter. How are you?
Hi, who's this?
This is John from New York.
Hey, John. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks.
What's going on in the big city?
Oh, nothing much. Just got married, so my wife and I would really love to have Carl's voice on our machine as a little wedding present.
Oh, I see. You know, well, you should use it now, because once you have kids, you'll never go out. So that's that's a useful thing. Welcome to the show, John. Let me introduce you to our panel this week. First, say hello to a TV personality and the proprietor of the site Moraka180.com, Mr. Moraka.
Hi, John. Did the old ball and chain put you up to this?
Not at all.
Also say hello to a deputy editor at the Houston Chronicle and a blogger herself, Ms. Kiri O'Connor.
Hi, John. I like the idea of using Carl as a marital aid.
Lastly, say hello to a humorist and the author, most recently, of Long Time Leaving and Dispatches from Up South, Mr. Roy Blunt, Jr. Well, I don't know about you, John, but something about this week's news made us all want to dance. So let's start today with Carl Castle's Countdown. That's the game in which Carl spins tunes inspired by the week's news. You tell us what the story is, 2 times out of 3, and you will win that coveted prize, Carl's voice on your home answering machine.
Beautiful.
All right, here we go. Carl, what is first on the playlist today?
Peter, it's a song sung by a man in front of Congress this week. At least it's what some people thought he was really singing. A little ditty the kids all love.
This is the song that doesn't end. Yes, it goes on and on, my friend. Some people started singing it, not knowing what it was. And they'll continue singing it forever just because this is the song that
does. That's pretty good, Carl. Oh.
Thank you, Ray.
Some people started it, not knowing what it was, and it's going on forever just because. That, according at least to some critics, was the message given in testimony by whom?
Petraeus.
Exactly right. There is nothing more exciting than the opening of the fall theater season, and this week's debut was Glamour City. There was the hero with his chest full of medals and his noble brow and, of course, his hilarious sidekick, Ambassador Ryan Crocker. I just love their byplay. It's so funny. There were some technical glitches. The testimony that will determine the course of the Iraq War and our nation's future was delayed for 15 minutes because the mics didn't work. But that's showbiz. Petraeus' message, nothing has gone the way it was supposed to, but there's a good chance it might, so pretty soon we'll be able to go back to the way we were 1 year ago when everything was going terribly. In other words, much like the musical Cats, the Iraq War will be now and forever. And then we should say, on Thursday, President Bush took his turn. He went before the nation, and he sang his own song. Here it is.
Gray skies are gonna clear up. Put on a happy face. Brush off the clouds and cheer up.
I'm cheered up, aren't you?
Worked for me.
Yep.
That doesn't rhyme with kick ass. maybe the second or third verse.
The president is an emoticon now.
Yeah.
A little smiley face.
He's just a smiley face. Did you guys watch the Petraeus testimony? It was on live TV and NPR all day, Monday and Tuesday.
I was busy.
Yeah.
I was washing my hair.
Never mind. John's waiting. Carl, let's click over to the next song, why don't you?
Well, Peter, next up, here's a little jingle heard echoing in a cave in Afghanistan.
I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair. I'm gonna wash that gray right out of my hair.
Loving Care Color Lotion from...
Not just the song, but the announcer. What fugitive decided he needed to get the gray out for his latest video?
I think that was Osama bin Laden.
Yeah, remember him?
Yeah.
Yeah, I kept thinking all week, remember those commercials with Walt Frazier where he go, no play for Mr. Gray?
Well, apparently Osama bin Laden decided that rule applies even in the wilds of Pakistan because he released his latest video. Apparently the terrorist leader wanted to taunt the U.S. in the 6th anniversary of the mass murder he engineered. But the only real fear he inspired was, geez, will we become that vain once we get old? His long beard, once streaked with gray, is now completely black, as if he could fool us. Well, to talk about Osama's big makeover, we would like to welcome to our show the owner of the Roy Tilak Salon in New York City, Mr. Roy Tilak. Roy, are you with us?
Howdy.
Howdy, how are you?
I'm good.
So you've seen the video. It's pretty obvious. Osama bin Laden has been dyeing his beard. Are we right?
Absolutely. I mean, look, even terrorists need to look hip once in a while, especially when you're trying to reach out to America.
Well, I know, but let's say that you know, among your very high-end A-list clients had a homicidal maniac, and he came in and he said, look, I want to send a video to my enemies. Would you go for the youthful, hip, black-bearded look, or would you recommend the more traditional, wild-haired, white-bearded kind of mad prophet look? What do you think is more successful?
It's definitely a hard call. It's a difficult decision, but, you know, the black beard really does make a big old statement.
Right.
Although, he's not Father Christmas, let's face it.
That's true.
You know, I kind of figured it meant he was dating again.
Probably.
Roy Tilak is the owner of Roy Tilak Salon in New York City. We're so happy to have you with us. Thank you so much, Roy, for your expertise. Carl, give us one more song.
Okay, Peter. This week, everybody was talking about a singer. Now, she was supposed to be performing her new hit single, but if you read her lips, she was really singing this lament from Alan Sherman featuring Debbie Bush.
Who proved to the world that she couldn't remember how to dance?
I promised I would never use this name within the four walls of my house, but it's Britney Spears.
All right. I was going to say you could run outside if you needed to.
Oh, welcome to marriage, John.
Yeah. The Pop-Tart, who over the last few years seems to have transformed herself into a ding-dong. Attempted her latest comeback with a big dance number at the MTV Video Music Awards. The reviews were just amazing. The New York Post said she, quote, danced like she had a pants full, unquote. The LA Times compared her to somebody who just had a lobotomy. And the Seattle Post-Intelligencer said, quote, the overall effect was that of an out-of-shape hooker with an inner ear infection.
I don't think that's fair. I think she reminded me of all the girls who've ever been willing to dance with me.
I want to say, though, I mean, it wasn't universal. President Bush went on national TV, said she had done a great job. Yes. Everything was going well.
Yeah, and...
I think he actually said, heck of a job, Brittany.
Exactly.
And Petraeus wants us to stick with her.
People criticized her stomach. And I think abs are really kind of ugly. Who likes abs? Yeah, I've never had abs.
You mean those tight, muscular, attractive abs?
Do you want to dance with somebody who's got a washboard?
Well, actually, I mean, this if there was actually...
A six-pack, they call it. You know, she drank a six-pack, and it looks a lot better.
She looks like someone you could squeeze, you know, something more comfortable. Well, there was a tremendous amount of controversy, weirdly, over whether or not she was fat, because, of course, she's not fat by any sort of normal human standards.
No.
But
not by radio standards.
Certainly not. But others said, no, you can't, you know, if you're going to wear that outfit. Mm-hmm. Carl, how did John do in our quiz?
John did very well, Peter. John had three correct answers, so John, you win the prize for your bride.
Beautiful.
Dancing, dancing, dancing. She's a dancing machine.